The Voice by James Smith. The Voice of Christ, 1861. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. John 5:25. Every believer hears the voice of Jesus and becomes spiritually alive. He becomes deeply, intensely concerned about the things of God, to know them, to possess them, and to enjoy them. To please Jesus becomes his delight. To be like Jesus becomes his highest desire. To be with Jesus becomes his heaven. See then what we need, that Jesus should speak. Speak to sinners and convert them. Speak to drowsy professors and arouse them. Ministers may speak, but none will heed them. Teachers may teach, but none will be aroused by them. It is the omnipotent voice of Jesus which is needed. His sheep hear his voice and follow him. See why some are quickened. It is because Jesus speaks to them. He may speak with the preacher or without him. He speaks just as he pleases and to whom he pleases. See the dignity and power of the Redeemer. He has the power of life and death. It is but for him to speak, and those who hear shall live. He quickens whomever he will. He gives eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. Oh, the millions to whom he has effectually spoken, and every one of those millions has heard and responded. They lived a life of faith on earth, and they are now living a life of unspeakable joy in heaven. See to whom we should look. Do we want our children converted, our churches revived, our neighbors brought to God, the heathen turned from darkness to light, or our own souls quickened? We must look to Jesus. O Jesus, speak to my soul and revive it. Means without Jesus are powerless, as the lame man lay for years at the pool of Bethesda, without a cure until Jesus came, so may we. It is Jesus and Jesus alone who can infuse life into the means we use and render them effectual. See then, who should have the praise? Have we been quickened? Are we living by faith in the Son of God? Then Jesus has spoken to us. He has done the work, and to him belongs all the glory. Let us praise his holy name. The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live.